Blog Talk Radio.
Embrace Today is brought to you by Whole House Ministries. Host Apri Curry will inspire listeners to embrace their today with hope and expectation, with a focus of bringing about freedom, healing, and restoration through the Word of God. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world."
Good morning and welcome to Embrace Today. My name is Apri Curry and I am the host here at Embrace Today. And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to our final episode of Embrace Today. I'd like to thank everyone that has supported and tuned in each week, listened to the archive shows and shared it on Facebook, Twitter, and all your social media pages. I'd like to thank my husband who co-hosted with me last year, and then who also was guest host by himself a few times. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you so much for supporting Whole House Ministries and Embrace Today. It has been such a journey. I am very, very grateful of the amount of listens that we have had. And I just thank God that he allowed me this opportunity to be able to be his witness through this medium to serve all of you that were listening. And so today, as we dig into our final show, the title of today's show is titled Time to Go. And when we think about it being time to go, if you can think about leaving a place and you think about you're exiting one place yet entering into another. So even if you're leaving out of your house, you are leaving out of your house, walking into the world, or getting into your car, or walking from your home or out of your car, walking into your workplace. And so if you can think about leaving one place, yet you are prepared to walk into another place. So this morning we are going to come from Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. And again, we're talking from the topic of it's time to go. And so let's look at verse 1. It says, "When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases." And so when it's time to go, the first thing that we must know is that we've been given power and authority. We have been given the ability as well as the authority, the approval to do what it is that we have been called to do, Oftentimes when we are leaving a place and going to another, it can cause some type of nervousness. It can cause some type of discomfort because we are walking into something new. However, as we can look at today's passage of scripture and notice that the disciples, they had been with Jesus all of this time and they had witnessed him proclaiming the kingdom of God, and they had witnessed him driving out demons, and they had witnessed him healing people. And so now this was the method in which Christ was going to spread his gospel to multiple people. He was now sending out the people that he had equipped, the people that he had trained, the people that had spent time with him, and now it was time for them to go and instruct others in what they had been taught. And so when it's time for us to go, we must know that we have been given that power and given that authority to go out and do what it is that the Lord has equipped us to do. And so we have to make sure that we are going out in a holy boldness and making sure that we are staying on track and not wanting to stay in the place that the Lord is leading us out of. Because see, he equipped the 12. They had been with him. They had witnessed him do these things. And now it was time for them to go out on their own. And so sometimes the Lord, he takes us through these different paths of life, and it's preparing us for stuff that we don't even know that we are being prepared for. But the only thing is that when it's time for us to go, when it's time for us to shift, we have to be available and willing to allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all that we do. And so, again, when it's time to go, we have to make sure that we know that we have been given power and authority. But get this, it's that power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases. So he was specific in what he had given them the power and authority to do. And so when the Lord is leading you, he is specific in what he is leading you to do. Although you may not have all of the details of what you will do, he will be specific in the actual calling and what he is calling you and directing you to do. And so sometimes we can get a little afraid because we're used to being the help. We're used to being that person that can assist someone, or we're used to being with someone that may be able to do what we are now getting ready to do. However, when the Lord is calling you out, again, he has given you the ability and he has given you the authorization. You are now authorized to do what it is that he is calling you to do. And so it's time to leave a place and it's time to walk into what he is calling you to walk into now. And so let's look at verse 2. It says that he said to them, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And so when it's time to go, we have to know that we have been given power and authority, but then we also have to know the work. He did not just send them out, but he told them what to do. He said to proclaim the kingdom of God, which is his gospel, and to heal the sick. That he told them the work to do. And when it's time to go, we have to know the work that we are called to do, because if we don't know the work that we're called to do, we'll begin to do stuff just because we can do it. There's a lot of things that we are able to do, but just because we are able to do it doesn't mean that we should be doing it. And so what we should be doing is what the Lord is calling us to. And so when we are leaving a place and entering another, we have to make sure that we know the work that he is calling us to, because again, he specified what they were to do. They were to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He gave them specific directions on what they were supposed to do. And sometimes we can find ourselves off of the path that the Lord have us on, because we can find ourselves drawing to where we are comfortable. We can find ourselves drawing to where our friends are. We can find ourselves going to what we think the Lord wants us to do. But he gave specific instructions and in clarity. And so when we are going into another place, if we don't have clarity on what we're supposed to do, then we should ask. We shouldn't make assumptions, or we shouldn't just try to fill in the blanks, but we should ask so that we can make sure that we are doing the work that he is calling us to do, and that we're not neglecting what he has called us to do. Because if we go out and he is leading us to go into a specific place, and if we find ourselves doing something else, we're neglecting the original work that he has called for us to do. And while we may think that we're being effective in something that we're good at, if it's not what the Lord has called you to do, then you're out of line. You're out of law, and you're neglecting the very thing that he has for you to do. And so we want to make sure that we know what we're supposed to be doing, and that we're not making assumptions, and that we're not just filling in the blanks and filling in the voids with what we want to do to make ourselves comfortable. Because again, if you can imagine how the disciples may have felt at this particular time, they had been with Jesus all of this time, and they had been witnessing him do all of these things. They had been with him. They had been through storms, and they were afraid. He told them that they had little faith. Yet now it's time for them to go out on their own, because he was the one that told them to go out. They didn't ask, Lord, can I go out on my own? He sent them out, meaning he knew that they were ready. And sometimes we don't think that we're ready, but the Lord will call us and he will send us to places when he knows that we are ready. Because sometimes we think we're ready and we're not. And then other times we think we're not ready and we are. So we have to make sure that we are allowing him to lead us. If we are really, truly staying in his presence and allowing him to speak to our hearts and truly lead and guide us in all that we do, then we will be effective and we will do the work that he has called for us to do. And this is regardless of where you are being led to. You just have to know when that time is up, when your season is up in a particular place. And it may be a sad thing and you may not want to leave, but if the Lord is leading you to leave, then you have to do what he is calling you to do. And so let's look at 3 and 4. It says, he told them, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. And so when it's time to go, you have to know that you've been given power and authority. You have to know the work that you are supposed to do, but then you have to travel light. He told them to take nothing for the journey, and then he began to name things for them not to take. And he also said, whatever house you enter, stay there. And so basically what he was saying was, I am sending you. Go with what you have, and I will provide for you. You don't have to worry about trying to figure out how you will get things, because I am the one that has called you out of this place and into another place. I am the one that is sending you. So therefore, since I am sending you and you are being obedient to me and doing what I have called you to do, I will provide you with everything you need. And so we don't have to worry about things that we are going to try to hold on to and take with us into this new season, because the Lord has already equipped us. He has prepared us, and he knows what we need. But sometimes we try to take things from our old season into our new season. We are taking old mindsets into our new season. We are taking baggage and drama into our new season. But the Lord is taking us from a place and entering into a place in which he will provide everything that we need. And so we don't have to worry about trying to hold on to anything from our past that we may think that we will need on this new journey. Because, again, he says, take nothing for the journey. Travel light. Do not try to hold on to those things that you may think that you need, because those very things that you may think that you need may be the very things that are holding you down. The very things that you may think will sustain you may be the very things that may hold you down and weigh you down. And so we don't want to be held back and weighed down when we are supposed to be moving forward, when we are supposed to be sent out, when we are supposed to be leaving a place and entering another. We want to travel light and depend wholly on the Lord for him to do everything that he said he was going to do. We want to believe and trust in him to be our ultimate provider, because, again, we are working for him. He will not send us out in order for us to have lack. And if we are out doing the work that he has called for us to do, he will provide for us. Sometimes we are too busy trying to fix things up on our own that we are messing ourselves up. And so we have to travel light and depend on him. We have to make sure that we know and that we are truly, fully depending on him. Everything about this mission says that the disciples had to depend on Christ. Their authority came from him, and their needs will be supplied by him. There was no personal gain to be sought in this mission that the Lord was sending them on. And so we have to have that same mindset, with meaning our mission is solely depending on God, and that he, our authority comes from him, and our needs will be supplied by him. And there will be no personal gain that we are looking for in this. And so when we are traveling light, when we have that mindset, then we won't have to worry about what we'll need and how we will get it and things like that, because we are truly, solely depending on the one that has sent us out. And so travel light. Don't try to hold on to things that you may think that you will need. Some things we have to let go of because they are weighing us down. And so we have to know when it's time to go, we have to travel light. And so let's look at verse 5. It says, if people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. And so when it's time to go, you have to know that you've been given power and authority. You have to know the work that you are supposed to do. You have to travel light. But then you don't be surprised by the if. It says, if people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off of your feet as a testimony against them. And so in other words, everyone is not going to accept you. Everyone is not going to accept the work that you are doing. And so don't be surprised by the if. Oftentimes when we are doing the work of God, we are looking for other people to approve us. We are looking for other people to say that we are qualified. We are looking for other people to support us. We are looking for other people to come into agreement with everything that we're doing. Yet that is not the case. And then when people do come up against us, and when people do doubt us, and when we feel that they're not supporting us, we fall apart. We forget the work that we were called to do. We forget who we were called to do the work for. We forget who we're supposed to be showing ourselves approved to. And so we can't be surprised by the if, because, again, if they doubted and did not welcome, the disciples, we can't expect them to welcome us. They doubted and didn't welcome Jesus. And so a servant is not greater than his master. And since we are his servants, we are not greater than him. And so we should expect to have those ifs. We should expect people not to welcome us. But as long as we are doing the work that we are called to do, as long as we are staying dependent on him and allowing ourselves to show him that we really appreciate and that we are really doing the work that he is calling us to do, instead of us showing or wanting other people to qualify us, we have to allow him to see that we know that we are qualified, and it's only because of his Holy Spirit that is in us that we can do the work. And so when it's time to go, don't be surprised by the ifs. Everyone is not going to like your elevation. Everyone is not going to like this new place that you are going to be in. Everyone is not going to think that you are qualified to do this new work that you are about to do. But get this, Jesus sent the 12. Jesus sent them. The Holy Spirit that is within you is sending you. And so when he is sending you, it is time to go, regardless of what anyone else is saying, because he has called you, he has equipped you, and he is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And so regardless of how many ifs, ands, or buts you get on the way and in the process and while you're doing the work that he has called you to do, remember that you are truly standing and depending on him. He will supply your needs, and your authority comes from him. You are not in this for any personal gain, but only so that the Father can be glorified. And so we can't look for other people to approve us and other people to qualify us for what the Lord has already approved and qualified us for. We have to stay focused on him, because he is the one that called us. So don't be surprised by the ifs. Don't be surprised by the doubts. Don't be surprised by the negativity. Don't be surprised by the whispers. Don't be surprised by those people that you thought would have supported you. Don't be surprised, because they will come. They will come, but our focus must remain on him who sent us. Although there will be people that will deny you, that will not welcome you, there will be people that will welcome you. And sometimes the people that welcome you are the people that you least expected. And so we have to make sure that we are not thrown off guard by those people that are not welcoming to what the Lord has for us to do. Again, this is, you are living for him. You are not living for anyone else. And there will be many of people that will try to tell you what you are and are not qualified for. However, when he calls you, when he sends you out, you must do the work regardless of what anyone else has to say about you. You have to do what he has called for you to do. And so let's look at 6. It says, so they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news, healing people everywhere. And so when it's time to go, you have to know that you've been given power and authority. You have to know the work that you're supposed to do. You have to travel light. You can't be surprised by the ifs, but then you have to do the work. It's not enough to just know the work. It's not enough to just know the work that you're supposed to do. It's not enough to just know the work that you're supposed to do, but you have to do the work that you were sent out to do. It says they went from village to village proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. So even though there were people that did not welcome them, it did not stop them from doing the work that they were called to do. Because there were still many people everywhere. It says they were healing people everywhere. People were needing that restoration, that wholeness. People were needing to be set free. People needed a savior. There were people everywhere, although they were doubted by some. And so we have to do the work that the Lord has called us to. The harvest is plentiful. There are so many people out in the world that's hurting. There are so many people that the Lord has equipped to hear from you. They are waiting to hear from you. They are waiting to connect with you. They are waiting for you to do what the Lord has called for you to do. But if you don't do the work, if you are so busy doing everything else that you neglect to do the work, if you are so busy holding on to those things that you should have let go a long time ago, if you are holding on to those things, if you are weighing yourself down, if you are not doing the work, if you know the work yet you're not doing the work, you are not doing what the Lord has called for you to do. You are out of your alignment. And so although they were not welcomed by some, They were going everywhere healing people. I love it. It says proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. And so some people that you will try to help, they may not accept the help that you have to offer. And that's okay, because there will be people everywhere that you can help that want the help. And so when you get in alignment and when you are walking into what the Lord has for you to walk into, when you have prepared and equipped yourself, those people will welcome you. But sometimes we're so hung up on those people that rejected us that we are overlooking those people that are welcoming us. And so we have to do the work the Lord has called for us to do. We have been through everything we have been through in our lives. We have experienced everything we have experienced in our lives. We have been in training all of our lives to do what the Lord has called us to do. So whether it's a good situation or a bad situation, we are learning some things for our calling, for our equipment, and it will continue to grow and grow and grow until we meet Christ. And so although we may be leaving a place and entering another season, doesn't mean that this won't happen again the same time next year or the year after that. We will continually grow and continually do what the Lord has called for us to do. And seasons continually change, but we have to make sure that we are in alignment with Him and following Him each and every step of the way. Because if we're not doing His work, then whose work are we doing? If we are in this for our own personal gain or our own personal satisfaction, if we are overlooking Him, if we aren't spending time with Him, if we aren't in alignment with His word, if we aren't following Him, then who are we following? We have to do the work that He has called for us to do. There's no point in us doing work when we aren't doing the work that He is calling us to do. So we're wearing ourselves out, but yet we can't do the work that He has called for us to do because we're out of alignment. We are getting ready to get stretched from a place that we have stretched to a place that we have never been before, a place that the Lord is saying, I have equipped you all of this time. Now it's time for you to walk in this. It's time for you to stop talking about it and dreaming about it. It's time for you now to do this. It's time for you to stop looking at yourself as being mediocre and look at yourself as being my child, the one that I have called and equipped. It's time for you to walk into this. Now, are you ready to do my work? Are you ready to walk in alignment with what I have called for you to walk in? Are you truly ready to humble yourself and allow me to lead you? Because there are people everywhere that's waiting on you. There are people everywhere that's waiting on you. There are people everywhere that's waiting on you. And if we're not doing the work of the Lord, then we cannot reach those people. And so we have to get to the place to where we are not just knowing the work, knowing what our calling is, or knowing the season that we're supposed to be in, or knowing what the Lord is going to do or can do, but we actually have to do it. It's time for us to do it. We have to put the effort in fulfilling our God-ordained purpose. We have to, the same effort that we put into the things that we want to do, we have to put into that same effort, if not more, into what God is calling us to do. Sometimes we're wearing ourselves out doing a bunch of other stuff, and we cannot do what the Lord has called us to do. And so it's time we have to travel light. And so let's look at 7. It says, now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead. Others that Elijah had appeared, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about? And he tried to see him. And so when it's time to go, we have to know that we've been given power and authority. We have to know the work. We have to travel light. We can't be surprised by the ifs. We have to do the work, but then we have to know that our identity will be mistaken. The work that the Lord was doing, they were expecting something else. They were expecting someone in their own image, someone to do the work the way it had previously been done. But Jesus came in the authority and the power of the Father to do the work that the Father had called for him to do. And so when we begin to go into the places that the Lord has called for us to go in, there will be people that will mistake our identity because they are expecting us to come in the way that people previously came. They are expecting us to do things the way that people previously had done them. Yet, because we are walking in alignment with the Father and we are traveling light and everything is we are depending on Him for everything and we are not doing anything for personal gain, our identity will be mistaken. Our identity will be mistaken because we are not doing things the way that previous generations had done them. We are doing things the way that our Father in heaven has prepared and equipped us to do it. We are staying focused on Him and doing His work so that a reflection of Him will be seen in the earth. And so when we get to the place that the Lord has called us to do, all the work that He has called us to do, we have to make sure that because people are identifying us as something or someone else, that we don't begin to act like that something or someone else, that we begin and that we continue to stay focused on the Lord as we are going throughout our process and fulfilling the calling that He has placed upon our lives, even though other people will try to identify you as something or someone else, you have to know who the Lord has identified you as. You have to know who you are in Christ, because there will be some people that will try to label you as things that are beneath who you are. They will try to degrade you. They will try to tear you down. And then there will be other people that will try to make it seem like you yourself are God, and they will try to worship you, and you have to reject that also because you are not God. People are not to worship you, but you have to know that you are a vessel of God. You have been chosen by God, and so you have to know your worth. At the same time, know that you are not God, because you are not Him. He is sending you. You are His child, and so you have to know that even though your identity will be mistaken, you have to know who you are. You have to stand firm on the word of God. You have to believe who God says that you are. You have to know who you are and not allow those different voices to come and change your mentality of your identity. Because again, your identity will be mistaken because you are truly on a mission for God. Your authority is truly coming from Him. You are allowing Him to supply your needs, and you are not looking for any personal gain. And so, yes, it is time to go. And yes, your identity will be mistaken by others, but you must know who you are in Christ. You must know that He has called you. You must know your worth. You must not allow people to try to label you as things that you are not. You have to make sure that you are standing firm in who you are, because He has called you. It is time for you to go. It is time for you to move from that place of where you were. It is time for you to move into the place and where He is taking you. It is time for you. I hear the word, the Lord said, it's time for you to move from lack. It is time for you to move from the place of lack. It is time for you to allow the Lord to transition your mind. It is time for you to allow the Lord to allow you to hear clearly from Him. It is time for you to silence everything around you so that you can get the next directive and what the Lord is calling you to do. It is time for you to know who you are in Christ. Your identity has been mistaken, and you have embraced an identity that is not you. You have allowed others to identify you. You have taken on that name, and the Lord said, that is not you. He says, I need you to get in a place where I can speak to you so that you can clearly hear me, so that you can do what I have called for you to do. And so it's time for us to go. It's time for us to do what the Lord has called for us to do. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. So again, thank everyone for tuning in and supporting Embrace today. This is our final episode. We will not have any more episodes for Embrace today. You will still be able to listen to archives if you would like. You can get there from our website, www.wholehouseministries.org, or through the Blog Talk Radio website. Again, thank you for your support. I truly appreciate you. I truly appreciate everything and the support that you all have given us. And again, a special shout out to Dominique Hodge, Lisa Preston, Montrell Curry, my co-host and guest host at times, and Kelly Shaw Those are some people that were special to my heart that continually supported Embrace Today throughout its time. So, again, thank you for supporting us. We greatly appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you for tuning in to Embrace Today. You can further connect with Whole House Ministries by viewing our website at www.wholehouseministries.org, liking Whole House Ministries on Facebook, and following @ApriCurry on Twitter. Be blessed and embrace your today.